Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Particularly this week, Senator Santorum, you have a new television ad that labels him a fake. Why?
Because he's a fake.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We start the healing revolution as we do every Friday. A special event today because I've got my roving reporter from New York City. Hey, did you find any, hot sauce in New York City or anything? Liam Sheff is with me, superhero sidekick. Liam.
New York City.
Yeah, exactly. You're really there. The place of my birth. I can't, this place called NYU in the Village, which I don't know what it's like today, but it's right across from the seminal event of the 21st century, as they call it, 9/11, the intelligence operation. You're actually on Manhattan Island.
I'm in the old Indian haunt. Traded for what? A bunch of furs and beads.
Yeah, what was the name of that movie about that dark city? You said, right?
Yeah, there's an Alex Proyas movie called Dark City. It's a science fiction movie, but it's actually a documentary about New York. You should see it.
Pretty eerie, but yes. And I find, having been born there, I talked about a briar patch on the show the other day because, being on radio doing the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's like your briar patch, but. The New York City is not my briar patch, even though I was born there. Every time as I grew older that I'd go back, I'd want to be there for less and less amount of time. It's not that I don't – it's not exciting. It's an exciting place, but okay, I'm over it, right, very quickly. Not to say anything bad about New Yorkers. I was when I used to have an accent when I was a little kid before my voice broke. I was like, New York. I'm from New York, Scotty Bell.
Yeah, you got any natural products there, mother?
No, I mean, that was where little Scotty Bell was spewing up baby formula like The Exorcist.
Really? You lived in the city?
Well, we were in Whitestone, in Queens, right?
You
Queens.
Would be from Whitestone.
I don't know anything about it today. I know there's the Whitestone Bridge. There's the Throgs Neck Bridge. These are memories of childhood. And I remember Hurricane Agnes, I think it was a hurricane when it hit New York, but the debris afterwards was quite an adventure. It was right before we moved to Florida when in my childhood that hurricane hit, and we go to Florida to have some more hurricanes, I guess. But yeah, the debris was everywhere. We were crawling around it. That's a vivid memory as well.
Oh, I just was throwing a white joke at you. I think about these things and how they get us going with it. We'll get into that later, though. So yeah, I got in and flew into the airport, and I have to say the flight back was a lot less farty. Why? It was a morning flight. Now, I talked to the nice waitresses that they have on those flying barges. Mm-hmm. They're waitresses, right? And that's not a put-down because waitering and waitressing is very, very hard. But I think when you call them a steward or a stewardess, it's really like a steward is somebody who takes care of you. But in a restaurant, you know what a waitress has to do. They have to carry all this stuff, and they're haggard, and they don't get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. So the sky waitresses, they're not going to talk to me anymore. But they were really, really nice. And they told me that on night flights, everybody it's just the fartiest. And so we flew in at night, and everybody was just letting go. But on the day flight, they still reasonably behaved. And no panic attacks, because remember, when we left Florida, somebody had to stop the plane. They stopped the plane because somebody was anxious.
Yes, pulled back. The paramedics came, took her off, took him off. In fact, and I mentioned on the way back home, same thing happened only in mid-flight. And they had to talk this woman down from a major anxious anxiety attack. Of course, she was on a lot of psychiatric meds. And I think that this is portending what can happen more and more frequently. Because, listen, 100% of my flights out to California and back, I had somebody that was anxious. And I don't claim responsibility for it. They'd look at me and go, oh, I'm nervous. The RSB's on the plane. So,
right. But. No, the sky waitresses were nice. Stewardesses. They were very, very nice about the whole thing. Compliments to JetBlue for not being a bunch of uptight, horrible people. You know, they let you stand and stretch your legs. They don't give you the evil eye like they do on American Airlines. Hate American Airlines. Hate them. Hmm. It's not because I'm un-American. They're just awful. Speaking of awful, no. I had a good flight in, and yes. They took the airporter, and it's $15, and it says tips appreciated, and I forgot, oh, yeah, New York. You got to tip everybody all the time. Just keep $2 in every pocket because you're going to hand it to somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they even make you tip the screaming child on the plane in New York.
But I'm bummed. Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah, Liam, is New York City still segregated into there's the black section, there's the Italian section, there's the Jewish section? I mean, does that still exist?
No, there are neighborhoods, but you can live in a neighborhood, you know. I mean, Harlem has been taken over by Columbia University in many ways. It's being bought out by the pharmaceutical squad, which is sort of a metaphor for what happens to black churches. They get all that AIDS money, so they proselytize about how black people, well, they're not really black people, are they? I was thinking about that, but what we call black people need HIV tests. But if you think about even the words that we use, black, I was thinking about, can I tell you this story?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Would you?
Oh, well, I would, because my son, who you know, when he first entered a Montessori school, the first one he entered, he was the only kid that was pigmentally challenged. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's not even challenged. He's just a lighter shade of pale. He's a lighter shade of tan.
Yeah, well,
you're
exactly.
Tan. You're a very tan guy. You're very olive skinned.
Yeah, but he was the only guy. Everybody else had the pigment of the equatorial regions of planet Earth. Can we say it that way? I agree. I don't like the whole kind of black-white thing because it's just like this superficial, let's say, limitation.
Well, I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm thinking about words you're not supposed to say, and there's a word that we're not supposed to say, and I won't say it on the air for those of you who are squeamish, but you're not supposed to say the N-word. But a lot of the comedy I listen to, and I don't mean nice, and I don't mean Bill Nighy, the science guy or whatever, the actor. So I looked it all up. I'm like, you're not supposed to say this, but my favorite comedy heroes say it all the time. Richard Pryor uses the N-word in his album titles. He uses it throughout. All the guys I like these days, Samore is I'll say African-American comedian. She's very, very funny. She drops that word. It's used in all the rap songs. Eminem uses it in rap songs. I'm thinking, so what is a friendly word for one group of people is a very unfriendly word. So you walk up to your group of so-called black friends, and they're N-word this, N-word that, and you walk up and you go, and you just pause and go, uncomfortable moment. Hey, guys, because they're just playing, but you can't play back because then you're a racist. Then they have to pretend to get mad at you. They're not really mad at you. So this word, so I had to think, what's so magical about this word? And I was thinking about it. The Latin is Niger. Spanish is negro, which means black. And then I thought, my God, some people are calling themselves slang for black, but you're supposed to actually call them black, and that's okay. But the slang for black isn't okay. And then I said, well, wait a second. They're not actually black. They're brown. They're very varying shades of brown. And wait a second. I looked at myself and thought, I'm varying shades of brown and pink. And then I thought, we're all varying shades of brown and pink. Who programmed us with this concept of black and white? They were geniuses because all we do is fight about why we don't get along and worry why we don't get along. But from the earliest part of our life, yes. They said, they're black, you're white, now go try to get along.
Well,
but
I tell you,
it got the exact opposite.
Liam, it got even weirder when they started utilizing the hyphenated Americans, including African American. We have some dear friends from England, right? And they happen to have darker skin than we do. And they came over to visit. They were living in America for a while. And of course, they spoke with what? A British accent. Because they were from England, right? So very polite and lovely sounding accent. They go out to a convenience store to get gas to pay for the gas. And she starts talking to the person taking the money at the gas station, who happened to also be of darker complexion, but an American. And the woman was talking to our friend who was from England with darker complexion. and said, oh my gosh, I didn't know there were African Americans in England. I kid you not. This is how bizarre it's gotten.
You know, I don't know what to call anybody, like children of the African diaspora. You know, I mean, because to be a child of Africa in America means that you suffered the slings and arrows and the historical blowback from slavery, Jim Crow, and the rest. And so that's still in the culture. So there's a cultural American Africanness, right?
Yes.
But that's different than necessarily the English Africanness.
Sure.
So, right. So then there are people from Trinidad, and of course there are people from India who are darker than people from Africa and vice versa.
And Jamaica.
But nobody ever goes, oh, those black people. They go, oh, Indians.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should just, we can't say Africans because they're here longer than my ancestors. You know, children of the African diaspora or mm-hmm. African slavery, great-great-great-great-grandchildren of that have been much longer than my ancestors came in the 20th century to America. For the most part. So I don't believe in here I go again. I don't believe in black and white anymore. I don't know what to call people. Hey, I'm a Tanakin American. You look like a Brownakin American.
Brownakin and Redakin and Yellowkin. And you're a pretty
yeah,
American.
I mean, yeah, Tanakin. You're a Pelican. You're a Bronzakin American.
You're almost the Pelican. You're so bird-like.
Yeah.
Hey, I got frog legs. Does that make me a Frogakin?
You're a good swimmer, I'll tell you that.
Well, there was a day. Now, I remember, you know, when I was involved in the youth group and in the church and all of that, and you doing the Jewish groups as well and all these things, there was distinctions sometimes made, but I wasn't raised that way. I had very unusual American upbringing, a dad from Brooklyn, a mom from Israel, and you know, we didn't really look at it that way, as evidenced by the fact that I didn't give a flip that my kid was the only pale-skinned kid in the first school he went to. It didn't matter. For me, it was what's inside that mattered. What are your values? And I remember conducting a workshop for the youth called Soul is What's Inside. Now, oftentimes people say, I have a soul, and they talk about their soul like it's a possession. And I'm thinking, how do you possess yourself unless you believe that you are your physical body? You are that shell. People over-identify with it, and then they start identifying with colors that aren't even real. As you said, nobody's really black. They're brown or tan, or this or that. So there's a lot of misconceptions. I think it's done purposefully to limit consciousness and divide us. You know, if you're taught that from an early age, it's a division that's artificial that kids don't normally see unless their parents imprinted upon them.
Yeah, I was wondering where it came from. It's something, I think, it's that bit of programming that we so quickly do to ourselves. We so quickly divide, and we make these artificial dichotomies, and we make them rather strident and purely oppositional. Well, we're not just shades of each other. No, you're entirely different than I am. Really? Because you look maybe two shades darker. You know, it's funny. Their Italian friends when I was growing up were very, very dark, but they were darker than some Indians. They were darker than some African Americans. I think African American is used because that group of people still feels in many ways unrecognized. I mean, everybody else who came over as an immigrant might have been used as essentially as wage slaves, but they weren't slaves. And
right.
So there's this historical feeling. And I understand it on the part of that community. Like there was a point in history, and I know we got to go to a break, but there was a point in history when somebody said, I can beat you and you know, use your wife for sex and separate you from your children, and I have the right legally to do that, or at least nobody will prosecute me for it. That was legal in this country. And then within a generation or less, it was like, I can't do that anymore. And then in the next generation, hey, does your kid want to come work for me? Mm. And you go, what? How do I even... you did this to my parents, my grandparents. How do I work for you? It's like, you know, getting hired, if you're Jewish, getting hired by the Nazis, like right after World War II. Yeah, I'm happy to work for you. No, you don't want to.
Well,
I get that.
It is a bizarre perspective. And, of course, you're in New York, the so-called ultimate melting pot. So we've got lots of adventurous stories that you're going to be sharing over your time there. Looking forward to that. We're going to come right back, talk more about this on the Healing Revolution. It is a revolution and a healing one at that, to look at people not based on the pigmentation. Of course, it's a dream of some, right, that we've heard throughout history. Is it a reality for many or any? We'll talk about that and more with Liam Sheff. We also have Dr. King coming up. Of course, it's Healing Revolution Friday from King Bio. And next hour, Amazon John Easterling, the innate intelligence of plants and healing. You got lots of cool
stuff. And Olivia
here.
Newton-John.
Yeah, that's her husband. He's coming on the show next hour. Stand by. More with Liam Sheff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and ego benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Snakes make you run into trees. Remember that, Liam? That was Richard Pryor.
Snakes make you run into trees?
Yeah, he was talking about camping, the difference between white folks and black folks camping, and he's like, snake! You know, he's like, you're so scared, you'll boom, right into a tree. I remember the comedy of Richard Pryor. What an amazing guy.
I love the comedy of Richard Pryor. Remember, he always talks about white folks and black folks. What I realized, though, was he wasn't talking about white folk. He was talking about Lutheran Protestants. Yes. Let me tell you why. Because I grew up with Lutheran Protestants, and whenever he imitated what he called white people, he would always do this.
Sorry, dear. I'm so sorry that I don't mean to have ill-expressed myself in that moment. You know, so he'd always go into that, you know, like, well, you don't have to talk to me in that voice. We can work this out like gentlemen. You know, and then when he did the cop, it was always sort of like, all right, boy, come over here. You know, he was like the Southern. So it was clearly there were different kinds of what he called white people, but he never got the... We're not really white, and we're not really a people. We're, you know, yeah. Maybe he did, though. I think Richard Pryor did. But he did some very, very, very funny stuff. Like, I just saw the Amityville Horror. Let me tell you, if black folks had moved into that house, there would have been no movie. Whoa, I'm a ghost. Okay, bye.
See ya. As he said, the white folks were stupid enough to stay. Now, but these are cultural things, and I think we can acknowledge that more than the topical pigmentation, because you can find cultural distinctions between people of pigments all over the world that will have nothing to do with one another, and I think that's the larger picture of humanity, if you will, and the experience of humanity. It's a spiritual experience, you know, as we said, spiritual beings having human experiences versus the other way around.
Right, and so there's a comedian out now called Cat Williams, and I recommend him with caveats. I don't find him funny a lot of the time, and he uses a four consonant word that begins with the word mother most of the time, and he uses the N-word all the time. So every fourth word is punctuated by these two words. So I'm telling you, it's not.
You had to find something amusing in it to bring it up, though.
Right. He does this bit on pharmaceutical companies, and it's You and I have done it on the air and read stuff, but it's really funny. And it's and he says, there are these drugs. And I'm now I'm cutting out most of the words that he says. But there are these drugs, and they advertise the drug. And this drug is the best drug, and this drug will cure your problems. And you got to buy this drug and ask your doctor if you can just get your hands on this drug. Now you want this drug. And then he says, and then 3 months later, and these are his words, there's a quiet little commercial. And it goes, have you taken this drug? If you have taken this drug and died, blown up, driven a car while eating ice cream into the water, please, please call this number. If anybody, and he's like, where was that commercial 3 months ago? And he said, 3 months later, there's a quiet little 30-second commercial, you know.
Oops.
And then he talks about his kid, and he talks about his seven-year-old, and he says, this kid, he doesn't even call him a kid. He calls him two other words. This kid was born to run. He gets up in the morning and he actually, and then Cat Williams poses his foot above the ground and like he's about to like right in front of him, like he's going to be just taken off in a sprint.
Yes.
And the second he hits the ground, he's running. And then he runs the other way. 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 And the nurse said, I think your son has hyperactivity disorder. And Cat says, he's a seven-year-old kid. And the nurse says, I think I want to put him on Ritalin. And he says, is there a drug for being a seven-year-old? This kid likes to run. That is not a problem you need to drug. So he was very cool about that.
So he's got a running disease.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So running disease, running starts with R. I'm making notes to help Big Pharma because, we need to get more advertisers here. So running disease, Ritalin. We can come up with a good alliteration in our own commercial for Ritalin. Does your kid like to run? I mean, everywhere. Running Ritalin. Now, yeah. Comes with your new pair of Adidas tennis shoes.
Right. Some methamphetamines with every new pair of shoes. Because those are methamphetamine drugs.
Yeah. Well, that's basically it. Methamphetamines, of course, that's the origin of ephedra or pseudoephedrine, which is the pharmaceutical version, the synthetic version of a thousands-year-old medicine from Chinese medicine that has been theoretically banned, not actually, but enough that companies are unwilling to bring it out to market, which is a legitimate medicine for a lot of things, including asthma. But, of course, they ruined it for everybody by government-sanctioned methamphetamine labs. They'll claim it's not. I'm sure the CIA is running those as well.
But aren't the Ritalins actually related drugs? I mean, I thought they were methamphetamine drugs.
They are. Well, methylphenidate, PMP, is Ritalin. I can't pronounce the one that's PCP, that's angel dust, but it's, let's go turn left here and you've got PCP instead of PMP. So recognize these mind-altering drugs are very similar to one another.
So what's going on down there in the warm part of the world? You know, it's been a very temperate season up here in Nueva York. They had, I think they were in the 70s when I got here, high 60s, which is really unheard of for March. It's nice. Generally go for the global warming thing, but if this is it, I'm kind of in favor.
Yeah, we talked about it. In fact, a couple of days ago, I talked about global warming and Al Gore. I mean, he literally just blew it by not going on the global toxicology issue. Instead, he said warming. Of course, it was all about creating new bubble markets. But there in New York City, you're on the 11th floor. Can you grow a hanging kind of fruit tree or something from the 11th floor? How do you grow stuff up there?
I don't even think I could grow a hanging Chad in here. I'm going to get some plants. I might have to get some kind of light for the plants because, what kind of light can you get to grow plants? And I don't mean anything illegal.
No, but I mean, plants. If you buy one of those things, you'll be on the DEA watch list, even if you're growing a legitimate plant. And by the way, if you put a plant in that place you're living now, you might have to live out on the fire escape. It's small.
All right. The little jokey. Very
New York.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to a lot of these reports, especially with the Alive Foundations event coming up in June. I mean, I think we're going to have a lot of cool stuff that'll be happening there. We'll hook you up with Josh and Anna Scurry, and you can do some reporting on the evolution of that thing because it's, like the Academy Awards of the Natural Health Arena. And, of course, the Robert Scott Bell Show was nominated with some others for Best Health Show. So we'll definitely be up there for that.
Yeah, you bet. I'm already found something that's supposed to be an organic donut shop. We'll see.
Organic donuts?
If they're any good, we'll get them on the show.
When I was visiting out with Super Don some years ago in Southern Oregon, they had a place that made organic donuts. And, I brought a bunch into the network there to feed all of the technicians people, and they were like, organic donut? I didn't think they wanted to touch it, honestly, because they were used to the other kind. But there are such things as organic donuts. I mean, they aren't not junk food. They're still, but they're organic junk food. So if you're going to do donuts. Do organic donuts.
Well, I'm going to go find out what kind of oil they use. I'm going to go talk to them. And if they're really careful, I just don't think deep frying is very good. So unless they use coconut oil or something like that, if they do,
when I come up to New York, we'll go get an organic coconut oil donut. I'll do one.
Right. It's actually well known. It's near here in southern Manhattan. So, yeah, I'll have lots of adventures. I was on the Gary Knoll show the other day, the beginning of that adventure.
That's right.
I'm going to
Liam Sheaf. Yeah. Liam Sheaf.
Liam Sheaf.
It was better. No, he's improved. Each time you go on Knoll's show, he gets a little closer to your real name. He didn't say Sheaf even. He said Sheaf.
Maybe. Anyway, it was a good show. Gary brought, you know, he started. I mean, the guy is just an original, and he's kind of a genius, really. I mean, he really has treated people with high density nutrition supplements and reversed their acquired immune deficiency. He really did that on the record. And, you know, the mainstream doesn't really care. So that was pretty cool. And then Celia Farber and Clark Baker came on, and we just talked about it. It was cool.
Yeah, it was actually quite good if somebody was listening. And the fact that he's in the media capital of the world there in New York City, I'm just amazed they haven't chased him off the air years ago.
They tried. They actually, I think it was it wasn't KPFK. I can't remember what it is here in New York, but the KP stations that they have a few of in this country, which pretend to be the most, well, liberal is kind of a dirty word sometimes, but you get where I'm going, the most independent. They're not. They had this whole pharmaceutical nexus trying to force him out, and I think eventually they relented and gave him some space back. Because when they chased him out, it destroyed their network.
Yeah, interesting.
No, I mean, he was it. He was the money. You know, he was the only guy who brought in any, like, anybody cared about donations was because of Gary Knoll. So at least that's the story I heard here.
That is fascinating. Well, you know, the progressive realm doesn't tend to like to look at the issues behind, the real issues behind AIDS, which you guys covered incredibly well between you and Celia and Clark and Gary. Very impressive. I don't know if it's available for downloadable archives, but I'd love to link it for anybody to listen to.
Yeah, somebody put it up on my face friend page. By the way, I have a Facebook fan page now, which is like Facebook, whatever.
Facebook Lite.
Liam Sheaf.
Fan the man. Fan Liam Sheaf. Liam Sheaf.
Yes, fan me.
The superhero sidekick. Go ahead and say, I'm a fan of his. Yes, you are the man. I'll link that up as well in today's show notes, Liam, because it is the healing revolution, and it's quite a revolutionary act that you have a fan page. I love it.
Oh, don't know what that means.
All right.
All right, well, we'll check it next
My New
week.
York friend, tell me if you spot Billy Joel.
Not unless I'm going to the Bowery and he's driving. Oh, I'm sorry. Cheap shot.
No, no worries. Hey, listen, I got to do some more Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King coming up in a little bit. And, of course, Amazon John Easterling. We're going to talk about the healing essence of herbs, the intelligence, the innate intelligence that they have.
Physical.
Yeah, and Olivia Newton-John's the wife.
Totally
hot. She's not coming on yet. But, Liam, thanks for being with me. We got lots more healing to do. Rocking and rolling on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You tell me that.
From New York City, we go to Anaheim. Well, not technically Anaheim. He's back from Anaheim, the Expo West. We just talked to Liam Sheff about his experiences earlier in the week there. Dr. Frank King rejoins us on the Healing Revolution because he was out at the Natural Products Expo West, and he's back in North Carolina out there. And how was the trip, Dr. King?
Well, the trip was always a memorable one, perhaps. Lots of mechanical airplane problems, but we're here.
Well, we're glad you're home safe.
The show was just wonderful. It was 60,000-plus people. Grew, I think, it's the largest ever, over 15% increase over the next largest show. So we see that this industry is growing, and rightfully, and it's a necessity for our health and well-being.
Sure, and I see that growth as stunning because there's so much government regulation, suppression of the freedom of speech, and despite all of that, this natural products healing arena is a bright light in our economy. No matter what they try to throw at it, more people are waking up to realize there's a healing revolution going on, and we want to be a part of it, and we're so glad you're a part of it every Friday. It inspires and enlightens us all.
You know, Robert, it's all about basic truths. Once they start to come out, there's always going to be suppression. There's always going to be, you know, people that do not want change, people that do not want to, you know, whether it's their own inhibitions to keep things the same, or whether there's agendas where we're stepping on, you know, certain big toes out there.
Sure.
And upsetting the status quo in the medical business side of things. Either way, all those are, you know, I see actively involved, but this is like basic truth. You can suppress it and continue to try to suppress it, but truth always succumbs and it won't go away. The truth will always be there about the fact that people are accountable and responsible for their health. Mm-hmm. And that is a key missing piece in the puzzle that we have in the medical system today. There's commercials out there saying, you know, let the doctor do his job. Don't get involved with your health. Don't get proactive with trying to figure your health out or work on your health. Just live blindly and let the doctor take care of that for you.
And that's a very dangerous thing to do. I mean, you mentioned the medical status quo, Dr. King. You know what the medical status quo is? I'd be embarrassed to be a medical doctor. For instance, in New Jersey, I covered this the other day. children were being prescribed fluoride pills by their doctor, the pediatrician. Now, that's bad enough because fluoride is a neurotoxin. It helps to increase the uptake of heavy metals. It distracts or destroys endocrine functions, the pineal gland, etc. And when they get to the pharmacy substitutes tamoxifen, a cancer chemotherapy drug for these kids. You can't win for losing in that industry.
Oh, this is witchcraft at its highest. And, you know, it's sad, but that has always been an issue. When you think about it, Robert, what did we used to do back in the so-called dark ages of medicine where we were doing leeches and bloodletting and mercury purges to try to heal people? And we say that's barbaric, but it's the equivalents are out there today. If we can open our eyes and see that the toxic levels of treatment, that they're still trying to fight disease with poisons, like they're trying to chase away evil spirits.
you're right. It is a form of sorcery. Of course, the whole basis for pharmacia is all based in witchcraft and sorcery. And that's the irony here. As they're using toxic poisons, we're using natural substances diluted to the point of complete non-toxicity, and then indeed enhancing their energy. And of course, everything interacts on that metabolic level where nature operates. And so we've got doctors poisoning children. We're here with the Healing Revolution trying to teach parents how to detoxify these kids, much less themselves, because we're seeing a generational decline and an increase in these toxicological diseases that they want to blame on microbes.
Well said again, Robert. You're spot on in your insights, and so I love being connected with you out there. You know, the body's designed to be healthy. We're equipped with all the tools, every ability to overcome every problem on this planet lays resident within the human body. And all the key to health really is all about awakening these healing powers that are resident and many times dormant within us. And as we, you know, the natural products awaken those healing powers and give us the true opportunity to heal and become more whole. That has beautiful logic to it as compared to trying to fight this disease mentality that they have out there. You know, disease comes from a lack of the quality of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like a rheostat. You know, where you turn it and you turn the light up brighter and brighter. That's really what health is. We are all about awakening and turning up the light within us, the healing powers that are resident within us. And in natural products that are safe, that do not cause other diseases, is the logical way to build one's health. You can't fight darkness with darkness. Hmm. You fight darkness by turning on the light and turning up the light.
Yes, yes. And of course, like if fluoridating children, in the way the story talks about, we know fluoride is a neurotoxin. If it works at all, it's a topical poison for, let's say, plaque-forming bacteria. But even that is in dispute. And of course, we know a lot of safer natural ways to address that anyway. But to ingest it, I mean, it's incredibly toxic, and it increases heavy metals. So what can we do homeopathically, in your mind, with the Healing Revolution and the King Bioremedies to address fluoride, heavy metals, the combination? What would you say would be most appropriate?
Well, there are a number of things here, Robert. The heavy metals, and, you know, since we brought these into the environment in a very aggressive and toxic way, you know, from the mercury purges of old to the mercury fillings of new to putting mercury in the injectables, into the immunizations, we seem this mercury thing keeps coming back. Like it is just odd and strange how mercury it keeps getting pushed upon us. And, you know, mercury is an incredible, horrible toxin, and we have to be very careful. And so with this, homeopathy's done a lot of research on these heavy metals, including mercury. And one of the studies, Robert, that was done is on rodents, where they fed the rodents high levels of mercury and measured all the excrements that come out. That's the urine and the feces, and and they measure this. And on these high mercury diets, the animal would retain approximately 40% of the mercury that it had absorbed in its diet. A similar analogy to what we're going through today. If we look people's mercury levels in the hair analysis and tissue analysis of today, we'll see very high mercury levels. It's very common. And so now when they stop feeding the rodents this high mercury, it retains this 40% that stays in the body. And now it's not eliminating any of this mercury in its excrements. So now we take a homeopathic of mercury that is diluted actually beyond the molecular level, Robert. It's, you know, it is the, what it holds is the energetic imprint of the mercury. And what this so wonderfully does, it activates the body's regulatory control networks to awaken and to respond to this toxic overload of mercury with the appropriate eliminations that have been paralyzed. And now these rodents begin dumping all this 40% of the mercury that has been stored in the body. And it begins dumping all this stored mercury, eliminating this toxicology that has been affecting the rodent's health. And now the rodent is restored back to its normal, natural health again. That's the beauty of homeopathy. It's not trying to force. It's not chemical warfare. It is awakening those healing powers within us to be able to heal and restore and become whole again.
Well, and we talk about rodents. Unfortunately, the medical profession is treating us all like rodents in the way that they're basically indiscriminately prescribing dangerous toxic poisons that address nothing but suppressing or creating 10 or 15 or more other symptoms. So we do have our work cut out for us, and a lot of parents are in desperate straits when they wake up and realize, oh my gosh, you know, I've inadvertently allowed this damage to occur to my children. We didn't know. We trusted the doctors. They had, you know, they looked professional. They seemed like they were, but we're finding out that what they know may be good in terms of emergency trauma interventions, but outside of that realm, a very dangerous profession. So part of our efforts is that starting point is not even addressing what we would consider the problem, but all of the things that were added on to the original problem.
Yes, yes. You talked about the fluoride earlier. That in rodents, fluoride is a rat poison.
Yes.
It's shocking.
It is. And also, I think it's one of the base components of the, they call it the SSRI Prozac. It's fluoride-based drug. So there's a lot of people out there. And even if you're not taking these drugs, there's another story I'm going to be talking to Super Don about, because he's out there in Alameda County right now, and it's right out of there where they're trying to get the drug companies to take part in the disposal of all of these drugs because they're poisoning the water table, the water supply out there. So even if you think you're living a clean life, we still have to counteract this stuff with homeopathic medicine on a regular basis.
That's right, Robert. What we've done is we've created a number of products. In our Aquaflora line, we have a product for heavy metal toxicity. The heavy metal detox formula has these metals in it, in homeopathic energetic imprint that awakens your body to eliminate these poisons. This is something we all need this periodically to maintain our optimal health. So I encourage people, you know, just to let from your children to everyone in your family, take this for about 30 days and watch how you will prove your health and proactively keep these toxins at bay that are lurking within us and causing, that can cause very serious disease. And so that's one area. The other one you mentioned about, which probably should talk about more later,
yes,
is the medication showing up in the water.
Oh, yeah. Let's take a quick break, Dr. King. The Healing Revolution is on, as it is every Friday, with Dr. Frank King from King Bio. KingBio.com. I have the links up at RobertScottBell.com. You'll see a nice big banner that pops up, too, with Dr. King and I, because we do this every week. And, of course, we'll talk about what do we do with all the drugs being, we're inundated. Everywhere we look, we breathe, we taste, whatever. We're going to undo that as well. We've got links up to these remedies as well in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. So stand by. Also, you can reach King Bio directly at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. 1-800-543-3245. More of the Healing Revolution with Dr. King when we come back after this.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
One day you wake up and you say, oh my gosh, it's too scary. I'm not getting out of bed. Well, listen, we got to live life, don't we? And that's why the Healing Revolution is here. Dr. King's helping us to get out there and deal with this and the environmental assaults to all of us and our children as well. Get through it, detoxify from it, and live a long, healthy, happy life. Dr. King, thank you for being here to help us out in this way.
Robert, it's a great honor, and we love doing what we're doing because we are providing answers to the problems that have been plaguing our society here. And this is the time to step out and step up and share with people what's been working in our practices, what's been helping our patients, what is the keys to unlocking chronic, reoccurring degenerative diseases, what are the keys to not only help overcome them, but also to prevent them. And detox in a very specific way is essential for all of us. None of us are immune to the toxicities that's living in our environment today. It's in our air. It's in our water. It's in our food system. It's in our mouths. It's in our fillings. It's in the medications that are being flushed daily down the drain. It's showing up everywhere, and it's impossible to live immune to these toxins. But it is possible, Robert, to immunize ourselves naturally from these poisons and to eliminate these poisons in a very clear and proactive way.
Well, if we want to take, let's say, those proactive steps, one thing, of course, is to chase what we may know as the symptoms. Sometimes the medical profession will call that the disease. We'll recognize it's the body's communication tool to let us know, hey, something's up. You need to pay attention here. But in many ways, chasing those symptoms is really not addressing the underlying, as we talk about it, causes. And if we see toxicity and all of the exposures that we talked about, the drug issue and other everything else, as a prime cause, how can we expect to treat that with the very same thing, which is what is done in allopathic modern medicine? So we got to go below the surface, so to speak, and acknowledge the toxic burden. I think that's the starting point. And if we're not there, we're putting that cart before the horse. We don't want to do that. Or if we do address symptoms, which there's nothing wrong with that, we don't want to suffer, we want to do that in concert with a cleansing detox protocol.
That's correct, Robert. This is a very logical issue, this toxicity. It's not like we're creating some boogeyman in the dark that we can't see and we're trying to create a fear. We don't want to do this at all, but it is a reality that we need to understand to overcome this problem. The toxicity, the world is just a very, very different place today. You know, we have really changed the world dramatically in the Industrial Revolution. We have created toxins and poisons that were not naturally in our environment and therefore not natural for our bodies to address. And so we need to help this along. We need to address these toxicities, whether it's the mercuries and the lead and the cadmiums and these heavy metals with the heavy metal detox product, or the water chemicals formula has a lot of what you're talking about there. It addresses these toxins that are showing up in our water. Not only the chlorines and the fluorides and these type of things. You can say, well, I drink pure natural water, whatever, distilled or spring or RO. That's all great, but we're still exposed. Like you said, it's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the environment, so entrenched in the environment. There's no way we're going to be able to walk away from this. No matter how pure you live and eat and think, there's still, we need to proactively address these toxins because they are everywhere. You know, if you have a car, there's toxins in that car. Mm-hmm. If you have a home, there's toxins in the home, in the furniture, in the rugs, in your clothing. You're not going to be able to live away from this.
And yeah, well, right,
so it's
now,
like the EMFs.
Yes. You can't live away from them. Electromagnetic field pollution, so to speak. It is an acknowledgement that if you look at everything, some people will say, well, I don't want to look at anything because it's just too much. Well, no, we cannot ignore it. But the point is, we don't have to be so radical that we lock ourselves away in a Faraday cage in the mountains of Tora Bora, right? I mean, we can live in this. We can tolerate a lot, but we've got to take proactive steps. The simplest thing you can do, in fact, is to take a few sprays, for instance, of water chemicals formula. For goodness sake, this is so vitally important. I've been promoting the EMF detox ever since the Fukushima disaster. You and I were on the phone talking about, my gosh, we've got to elevate the awareness for EM fields, radiation, etc. And these are simple steps people can take. They're not radical. And that's why, you know, this is truly a healing revolution.
Yes, Robert. And, you know, another one is the indoor air pollution.
Mm-hmm.
That is so vital to the toxins that are in our clothing and in the rugs we buy, the carpet we may have, the furniture, the car. These flame retardants, stain retardants, these various chemicals that are in the products that we use today, these are things that we need to proactively address if we're going to live smart, if we're going to be proactive, and we're going to really be healthy in this world today. This is an essential direction that we need to go in for our whole family. So it's a simple thing to do. There's about a half a dozen different detox products that we are all exposed to regularly that we should take if we're going to live smart and want to live well and live long.
Well, and that is part of everything that we do every week here. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about many, many different ailments, many different systems that are affected and impacted. And we have honed in fact, with remedies specific to those areas and ailments, etc. But to me, we always come back when we talk about a revolution, we talk about cleansing, we talk about clearing the terrain, the milieu, the environment. All of these things are the starting point, the foundation for that healthy living, for living that revolution that will then inspire others to do the same. We often, you know, at first when we make these changes in our lives, people may look at us funny and say, well, what are you doing? I'm not so sure about you. And then when they find that you're actually healthier than when they first knew you, they want to suddenly know more. So sometimes it takes a while before friends and even maybe especially family members come on board. But you're going to impact them more by your living example than by trying to just tell them while you're not doing it. So this is about embracing and putting this into play, and then we'll look at what happens around you.
So well said, Robert. And, you know, it's all about results. And, you know, when people see the fruit in your own life, that's going to be your greatest testimony. That's going to be your greatest message, that people will say, wow, I want what you've got going on. You know, it's like, physician, heal thyself. We need to be a good example to be able to really influence and help others as well. So we have what we talk about, the heavy metal detox, the water chemicals, the indoor air pollution. Another one is the outdoor air pollution. No matter if you live in the country or you live in the city, there's a lot of outdoor air pollution. In the country, you've got all sorts of herbicides and pesticides and you know, chemicals being sprayed. In the cities, you've got all sorts of toxicity, obviously, in the air and around you in your environment. So wherever you live, this outdoor air pollution is still something you want to proactively address to be the healthiest you can be and prevent disease. Another product is our additives and preservatives. There's a tremendous amount of additives and preservatives out there, as pure as you may live, that you're being exposed to it. And it's in the air now. It's, yes. You know, it's saturating our entire environment, not just in our foods. And you may say, oh, I live very pure and eat very pure. It's still in the air. And unless you're breathing different air than I am, this is something you still need to look at. Taking it once every, maybe every 1 to 5 years, take this for mm-hmm. you and your family and friends. That's a great way to eliminate these toxins that are, you know, creating chronic degenerative diseases that's plaguing our society. It is essential.
Yes, absolutely. And for those that want to go further, maybe there are healthcare providers, practitioners out there that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show every day and look forward to you every week. They now can participate. There's a big event coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, sponsored, of course, by UKing Bio, and Dr. King will be there. Dr. King, this is really exciting. It's coming up, what, June 2nd and 3rd this year?
This is a growing event. It started out with four physicians only, and we do license renewals and empowering the physicians how to treat and safely and effectively help their patients with natural products, but is growing into an event that is for everyone. And we'll be growing this event each year, adding days and speakers.
Beautiful.
But this is a, you know, a great way to become very aware of homeopathy and how you can implement it into your lives, help yourselves as well as all those within your sphere of influence.
Beautiful. So check it out. You can call King Bio 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. We have all the links at robertscottbell.com. And we would be remiss if we didn't also mention the cosmetic chemicals intoxication form. In other words, to detox cosmetic chemicals, because the FDA just acknowledged mercury and other nasties in those cosmetic chemicals as well.
That's correct, Robert. And what we've done is we've created the cosmetic and household chemical detox formula to address these issues, because they're just, we see it, that is one of the major toxicities we find in people today.
All right. Well, we've definitely did some healing revolution, a lot in a short period of time, and we're out of time today for that. Thank you, Dr. King. As always, it's a great pleasure and honor to be with you. Next hour, Amazon John's going to talk about the innate intelligence of the herbs of the rainforest, which is awesome. But the healing revolution continues every week. Remember, check it all out at kingbio.com, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world, to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
I'm looking too desperately, but so far has not been fun. I should just stay home. If one thing really means one, this club will hopefully be closed in 3 weeks. That would be cool with me.
You are listening. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is a healing revolution without Super Don? Super Don, you've been quiet this week. Is there anything going on that we should know about? People want to know. Where's Super Don?
Where's Don? Well, Don's back in California.
And, how's Dad?
Dad is doing well.
Okay.
I don't know. We kind of talked about it a few weeks ago. My
yes.
dad ended up having a stroke.
Yeah.
And I had to fly down to California kind of at the last minute to take care of him while he was in the hospital. And he just came home day before yesterday from the rehab center.
Okay.
And so I flew back down here to help with the transition of him coming back home and figuring out how to get around the house and do things with only one arm and one leg.
Wow.
and not being able to talk.
Jeez.
But he's made a lot of progress, and he's doing well, and he's starting to regain a lot of mobility and learning how to talk again. And it's kind of interesting, you know. We started off with him teaching me how to do all those things, and now I get to help teach him.
Payback for Dad, yeah. So
that's right.
What a good son you are. Well, I want everybody to let everybody know you're still there. You're at behind the scenes, and it's just been real busy. But we're glad things are cranking along for him. Anything we can do to help, you know, we are here. It's after all the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we kind of help people out occasionally.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well,
so
go ahead.
What is this junk science story
you want to get right to the stories. Enough of the personal talk. Is that right? All
yes,
business
yes,
with you today,
on.
Super Don. Well, listen, don't you remember growing up? I'm sure you do. We were told that red meat was bad and, you know, hamburgers are going to kill you. They're going to cause heart attacks. And listen, I've been through, you know, I've eaten raw food diets, vegetarian diets, and, you know, paleo diets. I've been through a lot of because I need to experience.
Tried them all. Huh?
Yeah. Well, my body has been the proving ground and I had been ill. And I grew up on fast food and all the garbage. But just remember all the propaganda that went in to say saturated fat was bad. And then they moved us all at the time when we were young. Margarine was still the craze. You remember margarine?
Oh, yeah.
Fully loaded with trans fats. Well, now
yellow grease.
Yeah. Now this story comes out that says you're going to die younger if you eat red meat. And ever since I found out that most of what I grew up learning was a lie, I started going, this is another one of those. They still can't let it go. They got to keep putting the saturated fat story out there, not the real story. So a study published in the journal Human Reproduction examined the eating habits of men in a fertility clinic. Now, you go to a fertility clinic, do you go there to eat? That was kind of strange when I read that. I was like, dude, that's not where I'm going to have a burger. At least I hope.
Yeah, well, interesting. They say do studies of meat eaters in fertility clinics. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. But no, I don't think they were eating there. They were just studying about what they were eating. They were asking them, surveying them. 71% of the men were categorized as overweight or obese, which they say is a good indication that their diets consist largely of fast foods and prepared foods, both of those loaded with, guess what? Trans fats.
Trans fats,
I said.
Yes. Yeah.
The bulk of the saturated fat eaten by those men is not naturally saturated like butter, but artificially produced. And that's, you know, that's the key thing they never mentioned, because big agribusiness had its grip on the education system. You know, going back from the four food groups, it was who lobbied the hardest to get included in the four food groups. And somehow the vegetarians didn't lobby enough, and they got relegated to back seat at the time when it was pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips, as I mentioned.
And now pink slime.
Yeah, and pink slime as well.
Yes.
They also talked about male fertility as far as that goes, and their lower sperm counts. And we've covered studies like this out of the Scandinavian region simply by eating more organic foods versus processed and pesticide-laden foods. You had double to triple the fertility rates versus infertility rates that happened in men that did not eat clean foods. So it comes back to that, cleanliness, so to speak. And you know, if we look at this study, the headlines are just reading, don't eat red meat, it's going to kill you. But it turns out that it isn't the red meat exactly that's correlated. It's the quality of the meat you're eating. But they didn't make the distinction. The factory-farmed concentrated animal feed operations, they now call them CAFOs. Imagine that. They got a nickname, CAFOs. And they're raising these animals that they have to just pump up full of antibiotics just to keep these animals alive long enough to slaughter. Now, I realize in some of these cases, they put the antibiotics in just to fatten them up faster so they can bring them to slaughter and market faster. But in any case, now you have absolutely toxic food, toxic animals that you're eating, diseased animals, loaded with antibiotic residues. And of course, if you're not eating well, you talk about going higher up the food chain, Don, you're going to buy what they call bioaccumulate in the fat. In the fat in particular, you're going to have pesticides, heavy metals on top of whatever drugs that they're given. And that is problematic. And that's what I've said for years. It isn't so much the meat as it is the quality or lack thereof. And they don't distinguish it. But thank goodness to this Gaia-Health.com, they put it out there and said, yo, we got to look at this for real. Let's be real. How do they say that? How do the kids on the street corner, they
keeping
say
it real?
Keep it real. You have teenagers. I don't have teenagers yet, so I'm not hip to these things.
No, we're not hip. But you know, Robert, it's interesting because in the first paragraph that you read there, in the very last sentence, you know, that really explains it all. When a lot of the things that we talk about, a lot of the problems that we read about in the news, that the bulk, it says here, of the saturated fat eaten by these men is not naturally saturated. Mm-hmm. It's artificially produced. And if you can take a look at any story that we cover, where there's a problem, whether it's a side effect or it's a health problem or it's obesity or diabetes, it always comes back to the same root cause, which is that people, instead of doing things naturally, are doing it artificially, whether it's synthetic or it's some laboratory that thinks that they can produce things that people can eat and consume that are somehow going to end up being better than what it was that we had originally. And every time, it never fails, when people are going for the fake, phony, synthetic, artificially manufactured food products, eventually we end up getting a story that we cover on this show that is showing that it's caused some type of problem.
Amazing.
And it's just bottom line.
It's amazing how simple it is. And You know, making the complex simple, that's what I like to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you often have now been so well-trained, you know, you are now the master in so many ways. You'll come on here and you'll just, like, nail it. You'll read the matrix. Like, you see the language. You're like, Robert, check this out. I'm like, dude, I don't even have to do anything now. You're coming on with this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you do this long enough, and it is. You know, the matrix, you know, we've joked about that before, but it's true. Yeah. You start reading these things, especially when you take a look at all of the different news outlets and you look at all of the stories that they're covering, you notice patterns mm-hmm. and things. And you'll have one story that comes out one week that is bashing some pharmaceutical drug. And then miraculously, somehow in the next week, comes up this study showing that it's great and wonderful for some other condition. So last week, this drug was causing people that were taking it for arthritis to have heart attacks. And then the next week, the very same drug has just been used in a test and a study that shows that it saves defenseless baby seals from being clubbed. You know, it's just all of a sudden now it's a great, wonderful thing that people have to like.
Yes.
It's just, yeah, it's no coincidence whatsoever at all.
Well, you know, the conclusion that I like from the website, we have it linked up, by the way, at robertscottbell.com. And by the way, Amazon John's coming back on, Olivia Newton-John's husband. Good guy. Nice. Really like him. Very attuned to the plant intelligence. And, you know, I am all for whatever makes you well. And, of course, if you can survive and thrive on a vegetarian diet, like, you know, Liam, he's vegetarian. And he does well. He's all right, man. I don't complain. And I've been there. I know what it takes. And for me, I started fading away into nothing. I mean, I do everything I can just to keep my weight on, you know, with the workouts. I'm, you know, working out with an 18-year-old professional boxer. Dude's just working me. I'm sore, but it's a good kind of sore. Keeping up right. Just to keep the muscle on. But the idea is that you've got to find out what works for you. But the thing that works for everybody versus what doesn't is the quality or lack thereof. That's always been my message. And agribusiness, and it says here, junk science went in junk food. Agribusiness produces junk food. That's true. I mean, even the highest end junk agribusiness is still junk. Junk science ignores that fact when it doesn't distinguish between pseudo food, right, and natural, what I would call organic, chemical-free, antibiotic-free, GMO foods. And we're talking synthetic chemical free, because sometimes they'll nail you, they'll nitpick and they'll go, oh yeah, free of chemicals, right? Like there's no carbon in it. There's no, okay. We're not talking organic chemistry fully here. We're talking about the synthetic additives, the chemicals in that way that our body, and that, by the way, that guy Bruce Ames would still love to eat. I mean, he can eat and drink all the chemical additives he wants. I'm not going there with him.
There you go.
The only legitimate conclusion, by the way, and I agree, that can be drawn from these two studies that are referenced here is that agribusiness is killing us with its junk foods. It isn't the meat. It's how they produce it.
And as we were saying in the beginning, that the artificially saturated fats or the trans fats, that's the key, is what was resulting as in this study they were showing that it was lowering sperm counts.
Yep.
It wasn't saturated fats. It was the artificially saturated fats.
Incredible.
And sometimes they like to link those things together and throw these stories out there and try and treat it like they're one and the same, and they're not.
They're not.
They're not even close.
Well, let's get the deeper. What am I saying? The deeper story? Can I say that? The deeper people? Where was I going with that? I don't know. It's Friday. Who cares? The healing revolution is on. Super Don. We hear from Super Don. Also, again, Amazon John coming up. And we've got some great information you probably won't hear anywhere else, because that's just the nature of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out online, robertscottbell.com. Give us a call. Say hi to Super Don, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Right back with Amazon John after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back. Robert Scott Bell Show continues now. You know, we talk about innate intelligence. Anybody been to a doctor of chiropractic? I married one of those, and of course, they talk about innate intelligence. We talk about the microbiome now, talking about intelligence that's a smarter than our own brain, how it interacts with brain chemistry and balance, emotions as well. What about the plants? One of my friends years ago, before he passed away, I had the great fortune of befriending Christopher Bird, who you know is a co-author. He wrote about The Secret Life of Plants, The Secrets of the Soil. Here's a guy coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show now that really understands these secrets, and he's going to share it with us, the secret intelligence of plants or plant intelligence. Amazon John Easterling returns right now to the Robert Scott Bell Show. John, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Robert. Good to be with you.
Glad to have you on board. And we talk about plant intelligence. It's not like it's not known by some people, but by so many of those that seem to run the planet. They run roughshod over it, and they look at these plants and destroy it and destroy the soil that it's grown in and scratch their head and wonder why there's so much disease on this planet.
You're exactly right. And yeah, sometimes people, when you say plant intelligence, you know, they kind of glaze over a little bit. But, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, it goes back. I mean, Charles Darwin published a paper called The Power of Movement in Plants in 1880. And it was about phototropism and vine behavior, really looking at the notion that we all understand, something like plants grow towards the sun. Mm-hmm. Well, why? Hmm. I mean, how do they know? I mean, there is a signaling, there is a response system inside that plant, some communication, cellular biology that changes the structure of that plant, you know, to grow towards the sun for its own benefit. I mean, plants are survivors. They understand and understand how to survive in a specific environment. And you had mentioned, of course, Christopher Bird, who did the wonderful book, The Secret Life of Plants, and where he talked about even going further than that, plants having feelings and emotions.
Yes.
And such. And but this whole idea and the whole concept continues to grow and continues to be studied. Right now in Italy, Professor Mancuso with the University of Florence is got a lab there, and he's studying things. He's coined a term called plant neurobiology. Mm-hmm. And that's really to reinforce the idea that plants have biochemistry, cellular biology, and electrophysiology. And he would suggest it's even similar to the human nervous system because plants respond to their environment. A lot of work has been done with plants in responding to music. Mm-hmm. Christopher Bird did a lot of that. There's been other studies where they put music in vineyards to look at the quality of the plants and the quality of the wine that comes from those plants. And, you know, long distance transmission of information in trees is another study that's being done. So plants, you know, they're a storehouse And so some of these things are easy to understand, but we want to evolve it to a little different level, I would like to, and really talk about the resonance and the frequency and the imprint
Absolutely.
That plants pick up during their life cycle.
Sure. But by the way, I want you to repeat the name of the researcher or writer that talking about the plant neurobiology so everybody gets that and can look into it more.
That's Professor Mancuso, right. M-A-N-C-U-S-O, M-A-N-C-U-S-O.
Great. Now, if we talk more about the energy, the esotericism that's involved in this, and you talk about plants conform to the environment, there's conformity on genetic structure. You know, cellular biologist Bruce Lipton wrote extensively about these issues, that our environment impacts our genetic expression, as I would expect it to do with all life, knowing what we know now, but yet there's still so much mystery surrounding the things you want to talk about and you live every day.
Sure. I mean, you look at one of the big things right now is, is antioxidants and people looking at different plant sources of being the highest concentration of antioxidants. And the idea is that we're aging, we're oxidizing, you know, as we age. And one of the biggest oxidizers is the sun. The sun will oxidize your skin. So the antioxidants, you know, and interrupting the free radicals is something that's very important and people are really paying attention now. But where do these antioxidants come from? If you look at the plants that have the most concentrated source of antioxidants, you'll find the ones that are growing in the tropical zone, mm-hmm. the ones growing around the equatorial belt, because that's where the harshest sun is, most direct sunlight, and the plants have actually developed, you know, through their internal response mechanism and cellular biology and the neurophysiology in these plants have actually developed new compounds of antioxidants. Mm-hmm. Plants are survivors. They adapt to the environment to survive. So the ones growing in the harshest sun have evolved these compounds with the greatest antioxidant potential so they can survive. So when we collect those plants and eat them, we transfer that antioxidant activity, of course, into our bodies. That's a very easy thing I think people can understand as we get a little deeper into the subject.
Yeah, this is something that I love to talk about because it brings the concept of the law of the terrain, the milieu, the environment. We get back to Claude Bernard, the French physiologist, also Antoine Béchamp. These are the people that were overlooked in history that were really genius observers and relators of that kind of information, that the environment played such a vital role and it impacts our ability to live within it. And you said survivors. The plants are survivors. They found a way to adapt and address some pretty harsh conditions. And because of that, if we understand that and utilize the plants as medicine, and we go back to that concept, we would look to those that have the most vital force, the highest life force in response to the harshest conditions that would strengthen us in turn.
Exactly. And the rainforest, of course, is a very lush environment, but it's also a very competitive environment. It's very, very competitive, and only the strongest survive there. So these plants that are growing there have adapted. They're the strongest of their species, and they're growing in a multi-species environment, not like a monoculture where most of our food is grown. Most of the food that we're eating, that we're taking in, the intelligence from, you know, cornfields in Iowa, you get the, you know, of course, in the Amazon rainforest, you get the benefit of thousands of species of plants that where each one plant is growing and has the information base of all the other plants that are dropping their limbs and their stems. And also you have the chemical signaling, because plants will actually put off, they're not speaking, and we have a voice and we speak, you know, through a kind of a sound mechanism, the way we communicate as humans. You know, plants signal through chemistry, and they put out that chemistry, and that can move from plant to plant very, very quickly as a signaling and a communication. So the plants in the rainforest, because of that competitive environment, you know, you've got the strongest of the species. So when we ingest that, we're ingesting what we should be, which is the strongest of the species.
That's amazing. And of course, you talk communication of the plant species. There seems to be that connection, whether it be through a physically measurable and quantifiable root system, But the energetics, if you talk about different aspects of going back to Chris Bird's The Secret Life of Plants, etc., we realize there's an energy that goes beyond our ability to necessarily see, taste, touch, smell. I mean, if you have a sense for it, that's another thing. Moving back into understandings of energy medicine, which is where it's all going, we understand the energy signatures of plants, not just their physical properties, not just their antioxidant potential. And I don't mean to dismiss those things, because I believe they are important, but there's so much more than just physical chemistry involved here.
You're exactly right. I mean, you look at the and we know that all things go back to an energy, to a frequency, to a resonance. And think of this. Think of the again, you know, just comparative plants growing in the rainforest as opposed that we're going to eat. You know, that's what I'm talking about. We're ingesting this stuff, so we're ingesting the intelligence and the information and the resonance and the frequency and the imprint of the whole life history of that plant. Plants growing wild in the rainforest, and bird songs. You know how calming and soothing the bird songs are. You know, here when I wake up in the morning, we get these tropical birds, you know, singing, and it just sets a frequency and a mood, you know, that I respond to. People respond to bird songs in a very special way, and as do plants. That's a frequency. When the birds are singing, when the birds are out, the plants are picking up on that. They're imprinting that information. They're imprinting those frequencies. And so when we're ingesting things, for example, from the rainforest or wherever birds are around and birds are singing, we get that benefit. However, in our food production now, you know, with the chemicals and the farm equipment and all that, the birds have left. The birds aren't hanging out around the food crops. They've moved back into the forest. So those plants simply don't have the beauty, you know, and the specific imprints of those wonderful bird songs that affect our moods. And that's there's been a lot of work done with bird songs on mood and bird songs on behavior. And that's something that's imprinted in these plants that we get when you're eating plants that have been exposed to the multiplicity of bird songs.
Well, the song, the sound, if we will, the sound current, we talk about the communication, whether it be the spoken voice, whether it be the song of the, you know, people that sing and have a beautiful voice, it impacts us emotionally and on other levels and other ways. And it is often overlooked as we only look at light and we see the sunlight, but there's a very powerful and profound influence the sound has. You know, just look at the ancient religions, even in the Jewish religion, that the act of singing for a bar mitzvah, the chanting of words, they have a power, they have an energy, they have a vibration that affects and can uplift. It can be also used, just like anything down here in the worlds of duality, as a destructive force as well.
Exactly. So you've got the imprint, the frequency, the resonance of the music, of the sound, of the, you know, the animals, of the birds, of the other living plants, you know, moving, the vines kind of creeping and moving through the forest, all of the kind of the natural sounds that we would integrate into our physiology and understand that as grounding and balancing. And in the rainforest, when it rains, of course, this is another interesting concept, that when it rains in the rainforest, of course, the rainforest, the water level rises, you know, 20, 30 feet during the rainy season. And what that does is pick up the biomass, you know, all of the leaves and the stems and the branches that have fallen from the trees. And each of these leaves, stem, and branch from each tree, you know, has that information imprinted in it. So you've got thousands of plants and thousands, you know, a multiplicity of this information falling to the rainforest floor that's picked up during the floods, during the rainy season, and moves around. And it settles, of course, in the floodplain. And so the plants that are living in the floodplain, plants like Camu Camu, for example, have access to not just the local plant information and intelligence, but thousands of species of plants, intelligence and information, because that's been delivered directly to them. So they're kind of a very high-tiered university, if you will, because they're just exposed to so much information, so much intelligence from the entire rainforest mm-hmm. that they have access to naturally access and pull into their stems and into their leaves and into their fruits you know, and to utilize for their own, you know, life service.
Mm. We're talking with John Easterling, also affectionately known as Amazon John, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And plant intelligence is our discussion. We're talking about restoring integrity, if we can, to nature, but it's more or less restoring our own integrity when we honor it and learn from it rather than try to conquer it. We've got lots more healing to do. John's with us on the other side of this break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back. Amazon John with us talking about, let's say, elevating consciousness. Energy is all about consciousness. We're talking about sound. We're talking about replenishing. You talked about the flooding of the rainforest, the biomass that's created. We can see in terms of a domestic, for the bulk of my listeners here in the United States, we talk about these plains that get flooded year after year, you know, the Mississippi River, the Delta, etc. Unfortunately, it's been so poisoned, and so much of the flow of that river has been altered in such a degree, in such a way that we don't see that restoration of the soils, so that all of that information is passed on, and there's this disconnect in the people eating the food. I think a large part of why we can see the lack of consciousness here in the West in America is because we're eating food devoid of consciousness, and here we are planning to just, you know, bomb and destroy planet Earth, you know, not a country that was once, well, we were once dedicated to a message of freedom and independence and liberty. Now we come to dominance and subjugation, much like we treat nature. I liken this going back to Louis Pasteur and the wrongful adoption of a germ theory concept where nature became our enemy, and we began to live according to that viewpoint that everything potentially could kill us. So we're perfectly all right declaring preemptive war on anyone, everything, including nature.
Right, yeah, and you know, so we've kind of taken ourselves out of the context that we are part of nature.
Yeah.
We're not the, you know, although we assume the position to dominate nature, but we're part of nature. And that's one of the great things when you get into a space. For example, you get upriver a couple of days in a dugout canoe and you step out and into the forest, into a nice triple canopy forest, you recognize pretty quickly that you're a minority species. You know, maybe you and a couple of Ashaninka Indians standing there, but you're a minority species. You may be the only human beings within a 50-mile radius. Yeah, you've got hundreds of thousands of species of plants and animals and microorganisms, and you begin to realize that, you know, there's a very dense a biology, a very dense ecosystem that's alive right in front of you. Leaves fall from the canopy, hit the ground, turn back to organic nutrients, something else grows right back up, things die at your feet or consumed, nothing left but bones in a matter of minutes, and it's very humbling because you're not at the top of the food chain anymore. Mm-hmm. And you realize, oh, okay, it's now I see how I fit into this. And then you can begin to have a whole different appreciation of nature and what our role is in it. And of course, what the benefit, you know, the benefit that we can receive as being a conscious part of that cycle.
Well, we have achieved levels of waste and efficiency and that I don't know if any species could do this and survive. It's amazing, I guess, a testament to nature herself that we can survive despite a lot of these obstacles and toxic poisons that we're putting out there. But you talk about the efficiency of nature, watching it, observing it. Nothing is wasted. Everything is recycled and renewed, so to speak. And, you know, I realize there's a struggle on, and it could be considered political, economic, you know, emotional, and so many levels that we see this as above, so below principle working. And we're right now almost as a culture in the West in the death throes of figuring out, do we continue to try to dominate and conquer nature? Or do we once again go back to like some of the great philosophers that said, you know, learn, observe, witness, and embrace, and then integrate these concepts and principles in the natural world? And we can then, if it's at all possible, restore our sanity in what's become not a world that is insane, but in my mind, people that have become insane.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. You think of, you know, like a plant versus a person in this case. In my analogy, a plant has access to, you know, what is in the soil and the rain and the sun, and it can draw from that, and that becomes what it is. That is the inventory it has to draw upon. And as a human, if we're eating dead food with no consciousness, you know, that's how our decisions are made. If we're eating food that's been like corn that's been dominated and sprayed with chemicals and things, you know, that information, that intelligence imprint when we eat that, you know, helps drive our behavior in that same way. Now, if we're eating something that's grown in an environment where you do have a harmony, something that's surviving and adapting to change and is growing in harmony with the other plants that are there and has a density of information in it from its total environment, then, you know, that's a consciousness that resides and actually leans towards behavior in a different way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the more dead food people eat, the more food people eat with a dead consciousness,
yes,
the more our behavior really reflects that as a society.
Well, and that's why I've been, you know, if I could say arguing, but literally just espousing in media for years in lectures and in education seminars, this idea that if we don't change what we eat and how we interface with nature, you can do all the chanting you want in the world, but you're sustaining yourself only partially there. Because we've been given physical bodies, there's a physicality and a reality to that, that we've got to adopt things that really bring about and reinforce that consciousness. As you said so well, eating unconsciously and eating dead foods instead of living foods really precipitates the manifestation of an unconsciousness in our behavior, in our lives, and in our children. So this is something that this struggle, because we're seeing an economic collapse potentially, or we're in the midst of it, but it is also reflective of all of the collapse in consciousness that is occurring on so many levels, because we've abandoned nature, we've run from nature, and worse than that, we've declared war upon it.
Yeah, and but we are so fortunate. I mean, on the flip side is we're fortunate that we do have access to this information and this food source right now. So if you seek out plants that are wild, you know, wild plants growing in a dense environment, then we have access to, you know, that subtle information that's so important to change the compass point, you know, to change mm-hmm. the bearing, to change the direction, you know, that we're moving as a whole. And we can do that. And yes, many people are. And it's very subtle, but it's very real. That information will reside in us depending on what we're eating.
Yes.
It's almost like a secret, secret information. You know, it's like that secret information that you can get, but all you got to do is eat the material and that information will be imprinted and it can manifest when you call upon it.
Well, you've been working on it for so many years. That's why they call you Amazon John. You went down there. You became, in a sense, you know, embraced and meshed and all of that, and brought the, and are bringing, continuing to bring this kind of information out, and also the kind of things that people can access. Not only the information, but the things that source it and the things that, let's say, spark it back to life. And I suppose that if you can identify one overriding mission, and we know that there may be many more in any of us, but that seems to be your reason for being.
It is my reason for being. I mean, I said it many times. I'm a facilitator, like we all are, in my role, many of us are facilitating lots of wonderful things. It just happens to be that my place is helping to facilitate, you know, access to the healing potential of this extraordinary treasure house, you know, not only of chemistry and nutrition, but right now I think it's probably more important just the information and the intelligence of the rainforest, just facilitating people's access to that and getting that into as many millions of people's bodies as possible, because it'll integrate into the physiology and change things at a subtle level, which manifests on a much bigger scale once you have it into enough people.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the potential of the economic intercourse, so to speak, if we talk about industry, and the natural products industry is one that I've always held in high regard because of the potential to really restore healing. I mean, I am alive and thriving because of what I found within the natural realm, the natural healing realm. I didn't live in the rainforest, but I visited some rainforests over the years, but I haven't enmeshed and immersed totally there. And I had to find a way to bring that kind of information to my body, that nutrition to my body, and integrate that for the sake of my children, because I was raised pharmaceutically. I was raised on food from a box and a drive-through, so I had to overcome a lot to get back, and it's a hard-won state of consciousness and state of health, and yet I find each year I am able and capable of doing things that I couldn't do when I was younger, and not because it was some wishful thinking. I didn't even think in those terms. I was just like, dude, I want to be alive, you know, when I'm in my 20s. I want to be alive in my 40s. I don't want cancer, right, like many of my family members, relatives. And the side benefit of making the choices that I made is like, wow, not only am I alive in my 40s and not having cancer, I'm able and capable to do things that I couldn't do in my 20s and younger. So
you're right. It gets better and better. I don't know how good it can be or how long we can live. You know, this is the beginning of something really new. It's like, almost like a new experiment. We didn't have access, mm-hmm. you know, to this information before. And I, like you, I grew up on, you know, we had a little garden in the backyard. So in the season, we get some good tomatoes and okra and squash and melons and things. But for the most part, the great new industry was canned goods and processed foods and pharmaceuticals. And, you know, that was the great new hope and the exciting thing for that culture at that point in time. So that's what we were exposed to and grew up on. Mm-hmm. And right now it's shifting. we have access to this whole new inventory of material, like from the rainforest, that we never had access to before as a species on the planet. It used to take years or many months, you know, to get to the Amazon and pull this stuff back. And now we've got easy access to it, and that's changing people in a big way. Mm-hmm. One of the things, the studies I just saw sent to me by a doctor in Australia, was that that vitamin C, plant-based vitamin C, mm-hmm. Can actually dissolve some of the overlaying protein that causes, like, the amyloid plaquing in the brain, you know, in the neurons. And so this is considered a major cause, of course, of all Alzheimer's. And it's like gunking up a spark plug over time.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't fire so well. And so when you clean that, suddenly your engine's running really smooth again, your brain's responding well, your neurons, your dendrites, you know, the nervous system is responding, and your memories come back. All of these things, we're just learning more and more every week how the body can actually respond by eating plants who are living in an environment where they've adapted and responded and recorded all the information necessary to kind of decode and unlock in our physiology, you know, once we consume it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked last time you were on about the Camu. You mentioned it earlier. I think it was a rich source of plant-based vitamin C, if not many other things as well. And so if you talk about some of these tools or plants to consume to help address this, because I'm seeing so much more neurological degradation diseases. As a homeopath, I've addressed these things, and I've utilized certain minerals and things to let's say, restore integrity, look for regeneration, always looking to add more things to the toolkit to give people the power to heal back, you know, back where it belongs with them.
Sure. I mean, yeah, the Camu, of course, is one of my favorite things because of all the things it can do, especially right now, especially with the kind of topic we're on, because it is something that grows in that floodplain. So it does have access to, you know, thousands of species of plants, you know, and their that plant intelligence and information base we're talking about. In addition, it's you know, contains like the highest concentration of vitamin C in nature that's easily integrates into our physiology. Also leucine, valine, serine, the things that if there's not enough of it in the diet, it results in moodiness and depression.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now the highest selling category pharmaceutical is antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs. And so here's something that can really address that. And when people are in a depressed mood, they act in a depressed way. And of course, that has a multiplying effect. But when people see a different way, you adjust people's mood, you adjust people's perception, then you adjust their reality, and you adjust the way that they actually behave in the world. And that's really what we've been talking about here, and you've discussed so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always enjoyable to get together with you because we speak the same language. And, of course, we have to be able to translate this information because so much of it is foreign to, as I said, we have a similar upbringing in our culture that we weren't, let's say, embracing or embraced by this information. It was hard won later on in life. And it is, you know, impassioned in me, if we talk about the mission, reason for being, is to communicate this information in a way that it's really understood, that people can integrate it. It's not so foreign and strange and intimidating. And making it as simple as possible, because we've got a lot of work to do. And I'd say to some degree, a short period of time, depending on your sense of urgency here. I know life is going to continue. It's a matter of when people say it's the end of the world. I say, look, it could be the end of people, but the world will keep going because the way we're treating.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look at a plant. I mean, when I was a kid, and it still happens today, of course, in a sidewalk in my backyard, or you walk to school and the sidewalk, you see one little blade of grass, you know, coming up through a crack in the sidewalk. And that plant has such a strong desire to live and adapt and protect its own, life source and environment, that over time that one blade of grass will become two or three or four. And before long, it's broken through concrete. I mean, the plants are an extraordinarily adaptable and extraordinarily powerful in their survival instinct. And so we want to ingest the things to help us survive to an ever-changing and ever-evolving life environment.
Well, if we're going to continue this discussion, I sure hope we can to do more in the future. One of the things we want to do is get people not only aware, but access to the practical steps that can be taken. What would you suggest in this, take this information and do something with it?
Oh, well, of course, I suggest eating some camu, you know, some camu, because, you know, our bodies, you know, we don't have to try to figure out and design if I eat this, this is going to happen. We just have to make sure we're eating the right source of material. There's an innate intelligence in our own body that will take that material, integrate it into our physiology, and it will express itself, you know, in its fullest expression. So all we have to do is really ingest it. There's so many intelligent life forces going on in our own body, and that can break that this material down, just completely accept it and allow it to express that intelligence in us. It's really that simple. We just have to ingest it and be aware, you know, just be aware.
Well, we have the links up. I do have a little thing that I, especially when I'm traveling, I do a lot of the camu, and it's very helpful. But if you want access to it, check it out. We've got the links up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Any other information you want to dispense before we have to carry on with all the healing work?
Well, I just appreciate what you're doing in the world, Robert, so much, and the integration of our ideas here on ingesting some deeper source of intelligence and consciousness and imprints. And I think that's what's going to be really facilitate a better world.
Fantastic. And John, you're absolutely living up to the thing we talk about here, bringing the power to heal back to the people where it belongs. And I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Robert.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Amazon John. Of course, AmazonHerbSpot.com. If you want to learn more, also a toll-free number, 800-239-5855. 800-239-5859. I believe that's right. 800-239-5859. Appreciate him coming on board. Thanks as well, of course, to Dr. Frank King, The Healing Revolution, kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And thanks to Liam for being on board today as well, out of New York City. We're going to get some cool stories out of him, Don. He's in the big apple, and he's going to turn it into the big organic apple, I hope.
Nice. Well, yeah, I guess since he's a vegetarian, it's okay for him to be in the Big Apple.
Yes.
I had no idea he was a vegetarian.
You did? Well,
like I learned something new today.
Is that right?
That's right. Liam is a hippie. I didn't know that.
How did it tell him you said that?
I'm just
kidding. He'll find out where you live, hippie.
Yeah.
He's a hippie. Yes. I'll remember that. That's cute. Anyway, of course, remember Sunday's show on GCN we've got coming up live. You can call in on that as well. And it's on another network, but we cross-promote here. It's okay. 6 days a week, the United States of Health Talk Radio, and we convert it also into the world of Health Talk Radio right here on naturalnewsradio.com. And what are we going to talk about to wrap up the show? We've done a lot this week, and I know you've been behind the scenes. It's great to hear you as we're wrapping up the week here, but there's been some amazing stories, amazing guests, and we're getting amazing feedback. I guess amazing is the key word because Amazon
amazing,
John,
yes, the word of the day.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better than being constipated, right? I'd rather be amazing than constipated.
Yes.
And here we have, there was a story I covered earlier about the nitrates. You know, this week there's been a lot of talk about the nitrates in California, the nitrate fertilizers contaminating the water supply. What about the drugs? I mean, the drugs, and it's not just in California, but it's a big problem there. There's more people there, so there's more people using drugs. There's more people flushing those drugs the wrong way. Even, let's just be bold about this and say they're peeing it out, and it's ending up recycled into the water supply because they don't have a way to treat. They could treat water with chlorine, but that doesn't address drug residues. And so, you know, as I said.
Well, and we're not just talking about residues either.
No,
you know, a lot of times
drugs.
People will look at a pill bottle and the drug has expired. And mm-hmm. so instead of just tossing them in the trash, which is not good because it ends up in a landfill, which eventually is going to end up in the ground, but they'll flush them down the toilet and they'll dissolve in the water and end up in the water supply as well that way.
Yep. So trashing meds is now a big issue in California. If you're an environmentalist, you got to look at the pesticide issue, but now the drug issue. And there was evidently an effort. Aren't you in Alameda County right now?
I am, actually. I grew up in Alameda County, and this was an ordinance that was brought up to the Alameda County Board of Supervisors.
Wow. There's a picture of a toilet in Alameda. I don't think it's yours, but...
No.
You'd have to see this picture to know what I'm talking about. We've got it linked up at the blog, by the way. Last month, the board had voted 4-0 in favor of an ordinance that prompted testimony that improperly disposed pharmaceuticals were contaminating drinking water and putting youngsters and seniors at risk. What about those in the middle? Them too, right?
Yeah, well, it does. It does affect them. But, you know, when you're trying to make a point or make an impact to get support for an ordinance, it always benefits you more to focus on the young people and the elderly, I think. Not that the people in the middle aren't being affected, too, but I think it gets a little more support that way
but
politically.
They had it going on there, and evidently the drug industry lobbied on a local level and convinced them to delay the scheduled vote for nearly 3 months, you know, so an additional thing to force the drug makers to help.
Yeah, well, basically they want the drug companies to pay for proper disposing of the pharmaceutical drugs. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Big Pharma warned the supervisors in a letter that this ordinance would have numerous unintended consequences, and among those things, it would increase healthcare costs and unintentionally increase the diversion of medicines.
Really, the diversion
Not sure
of
what
medicines
that means.
Away from landfills, maybe.
Yes, and unfortunately, one of the guys from the Oakland Municipal Chamber of Commerce warned that thousands of drug makers also might decide not to do business in Alameda County if this ordinance was passed.
Well, you know what, Don? That would mean Alameda County would become instantly the healthiest county in the nation.
It absolutely. It would be in competition with Berkeley.
Remember, yeah, all of those all of those times where doctors went on strike, hospitals went on strike, the death rate plummets, and when they go back to work, death rate goes right back up again. Here's a classic case. Alameda should just, hey, let's ban drugs. You want to get them somewhere else and watch the health of the people of Alameda County go up. But this is the, you know, the crony capitalism again, where we don't want to pay for disposal of our toxic products because you could just trash them anywhere, and that's what the way they like it. And so this is going to be, I think, an increased awareness movement, not only in California, but and by the way, I hope that that they're actually getting the petition out to label GMOs, because California could save the country on this issue. They do a lot of crazy things, and Moonbeam Brown is numbnuts on many things. But the people of California can salvage everything in California and the rest of the country if they force the industry now to label GMOs. So that's another big movement out there. I want you to look out. If you get out to any of the health food stores, I don't know if you get a chance to run out there, but see if they've got something to sign you up to do that.
That sounds like a good plan.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up on that note. We'll report back next week. We got Advanced Medicine Monday, of course, Dr. Rashid Batar. We may have Dr. Nick Gonzalez scheduled to come back as well on Advanced Medicine Monday. It's always a double dose of amazing advanced medicine when we do that. And, of course, don't forget the Sunday show next week. Be Saturday, Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be keynote speaking that. The next week in Philadelphia, the 31st. That will be Nullify Now, Philadelphia, the 10th Amendment Center. So a lot of cool stuff coming up. Stay with us. Why? Don, you know why. Because the power to heal is yours.
It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation. And you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Scott Bell Show.